The Federal Treasurer's national odyssey to convince the Senate to pass his budget took him to Brisbane last night, where he broke bread with Clive Palmer. The Palmer United Party has three crucial votes on the Senate crossbench, which could make all the difference to Joe Hockey, delivering either budget hell or salvation. Jackie Lambie, a PUP senator from Tasmania, says she feels sorry for Joe Hockey. She says she doesn't blame him for the budget, and while he's outselling it, the others are doing a runner. So does her leader feel more sympathetic after sitting down with Joe Hockey last night? Clive Palmer, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks a lot, friends. Good to be here.
How did dinner go? Did you discuss the budget and particular policies?
Well, I liked the dessert. I think that was the best part of it. You know, it was very good. But we had an interesting introduction to each other to discuss a lot of things. I guess from our perspective, we went back rather than looking at particular measures to look at the the overall fairness of the budget, right? And we did say that we agree that it's a good thing to get revenue aligned with expenditure, but it's a question of how you do it and whether or not you need to have more growth in the policy and more job creation than there is. You know, one of the things we looked at positively, and also looking at the overall fairness of how the budget is, because we don't think it's a fair budget at all.
Okay, let's take those things separately, because if you agreed it's good to get revenue in line with expenditure, does that mean you've dropped your sort of antagonism to the economic plan from this government? You've always said we don't have a debt problem.
Well, I don't think we've got a debt problem I mean, it's always a good proposition to have expenditure and your revenue balance. That's always a good proposition. At what cost do you do it? And who bears the burden? That's the issue with this budget, really.
Well, in terms of the fairness of the budget then, if you said you spoke about that, you and your senators are on the record and many, many times being steadfastly opposed to several key measures in this budget, including the $7 GP co-payment, the deregulation of university fees and the proposed changes to the dole for young people. Did you give the Treasurer any reason last night to suppose that you might drop your, or your senators might drop their opposition on these policies?
We didn't. So, I mean, I don't think they were discussed in great detail, but Jackie Lambie has made it pretty clear to the Treasurer, I guess, on the co-payment. I mean, what's wrong with the co-payment is the fact it hits so many poor people, and it makes their condition a lot worse. I mean, you know,
so what if that got changed? Because the Health Minister's coming out now suggesting, or really hinting, that the government is looking at some of the changes proposed by the AMA. If the government exempted, for instance, pensioners and the poorest Australians, do you think the Palmer United Party senators could be convinced to support a $7 co-payment?
Well, I think all those things are hypothetical, and we certainly have to look at real, proper, you know, tangible projects so people are serious about it. It's very hard to give an opinion on something, Fran, if it's hypothetical, if the AMA proposes it or whatever. We need to actually see the hard policy. But, you know, I don't think we can stand by and let our pensioners, our at least vulnerable people, be attacked by this policy. It's not just pensioners. It's also low-income employees, people with families. I mean, I don't mind paying an extra $7 or $10 to go to see the doctor on my income. But, you know, healthcare in this country has been, you know, free to people, and so it should be. You never know at what stage of your life that you'll need it.
Let's talk about the higher education proposals. I understand you're having lunch with the Education Minister, Christopher Pyne. Is that happening today?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
So the government's charm offensive is in full swing. Is there anything the Minister, Christopher Pyne, can tell you that would persuade you to back his university reforms?
Well, we're also always prepared to have an open mind to talk to people, but, you know, so far our policy has been pretty clear on that. Yeah, we've got one where we believe there should be free education in universities, so we have more creativity for people when they leave universities. Many of them leave with a very heavy debt burden. They've got to have a family so they don't become as creative as they could be. We don't have a Google, we don't have a Yahoo coming from Australia, which we do need. You
know, we don't have free education now. Then what's on the table is whether education, university fees will increase as the university sector is deregulated. And also the other part of the policy is that HECS interest rates will go up to the bond rate.
Yeah, well, I guess they're things that we just go diametrically against what we stand for. I stand with all the students at the universities across Australia. I know that Christopher Pyne, like myself, had the benefit of a free university education. I like to think if we didn't have that benefit, Christopher Pyne probably wouldn't be where he is today. I wouldn't have contributed billions of dollars of exports for the country if I didn't have that opportunity. And I think the more we can give that opportunity to other Australians is a good thing.
So is there anything the Education Minister can say to you today that would persuade you to back his deregulation of the university sector?
it would be a very hard task for the education minister. He's a nice guy. I probably will enjoy the lunch, but it's a very difficult thing to look at.
And just going back to your dinner last night with Joe Hockey, was there anything the Treasurer said to you last night that gave you reason to change your mind and come in to support some of his policies? When you talked about it's good to get revenue in line with expenditure.
Well, I don't think there's something that would, when you're talking about these particular policies, I mean, I do sympathise with the Treasurer because, the Prime Minister's left the country, right, at a time of critical economic crisis, which is, I don't think, a good thing. And I think the Treasurer did show some leadership in the fact that he's trying to sort out this mess that he's been left with and by the government. And I think, that's he's very commendable, but it doesn't change the fact that you can't desert the people of this country.
So people listening, and they've been listening to you for a long time now, and you've been very critical of the government, and you've called for a mini-budget, you've even suggested a double dissolution election. I think people are trying to get a sense now. You've sat down with the Treasury, you've had a long time to look at these policies. Are you going to support them or not? Are you all talk, and in the end you will back the government or not?
Look, when I say, are we all talk or not, you can see what happened in the first session of the Senate. Do you think that was all talk? That's the reality of it, In discussions and negotiations, you don't know what their answer will be to the fat lady sentence, really. But all I can say to you is that we're not going to desert the people of Australia. We're going to make sure we get a better country.
So in your view, the government will be compromising significantly if they have any chance of getting this budget through? Is that how you see it?
It's not a question of compromise. It's a question of doing what's right for the people of the country to ensure that we get more jobs and a better economic outcome for all Australians.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 8. Our guest this morning is the member for Fairfax and the leader of the Palmer United Party, Clive Palmer. Clive Palmer, on other matters, Alex Douglas was the Palmer United Party leader in Queensland until this week. He's resigned from the party with these words about jobs for the boys. Let's have a listen.
The executive pre-selections rapidly progressed with not only his brother-in-law being pre-selected, but also his son, his former footballer helper, his PUP senator's spouse, his electoral officer, his Titanic director, his two nephews, his close family friend, and his son. Goes on, his in-house solicitor, one of his staffer's husband, his cleaning contractor. His excuse as to why he selected family, staff and friends is that they are the only people he can trust.
Now that's Alex Douglas accusing you of stacking your party with cronies and relatives because you want total control. Is he right? Have you pre-selected your brother-in-law, your son, your two nephews, close family friend?
No, he's just a liar.
Those people aren't pre-selected?
Well, there's only been four people pre-selected in Queensland. None of those people have been pre-selected. Alex Douglas knows that. He's just upset because we wouldn't join the Katter party. Alex Douglas is the nephew of Bob Katter. He's announced the merger of the party on three occasions. And we haven't agreed with it. Now, let me say, it's not unusual to expect my family, people that work with me, my friends, to be people that would support our party because they've known me and they've been members of the party for over 10 years, all those people.
But it is unusual if half your family is pre-selected to represent your party.
Well, they're not pre-selected.
No, but if they were to be.
Well, they're not pre-selected. It's up to them. I don't do the pre-selections. We have a committee. And Alex Douglas's wife stood for us in federal parliament in the last election. So he's the one that's only had nepotism. None of my family has ever been selected for our party. But if they want to, I'm quite happy to have them. My son Michael stood for the LNP in 2009 when Alex Douglas was elected. And he was a member of that team of Lawrence Springboard in the LNP. He worked with Senator Ted Kennedy in Washington before the Senator passed away in 2009. So the question is, I'm not going to say my son can't stand for us if he wants to. Bob Katter, Alex Douglas' son, Robbie Katter, is a member of the state Queensland Parliament.
Okay.
These are individuals. It's an absolute coward that attacks individual people and denies them their rights as Australian citizens if they want to pursue a political career. Alex Douglas is, he's a coward. He can attack me, but to attack me by Virgil's trying to say that a whole category of people don't have political rights in this country just shows he's a coward.
Can I just also, before you leave us this morning, talk to you about the Crime Misconduct Commission examination, examining claims currently from the state government of corruption against you. The Deputy Premier, Jeff Sini, was quoted on the weekend as saying that when you were negotiating with him over the Galilee Basin coal deposit some time again, you walked in and told him you need to be more like Russ Hinze. You need to cut through the process. Bureaucracy just holds things up. Did you say that to Jeff Hinze? Jeff Sini?
No, of course I did. Jeff Sini's just a liar. He went on ABC television saying he was going to support me with the Crime and Misconduct Commission. Then he went back and read his file. Then he wrote five letters to me congratulating me on my transparent nature that I'd conducted the negotiations. And the Premier, Campbell Newman, had also gone to writing. But on the Tuesday morning, he had a press conference saying he wasn't going to support me anymore. He wasn't going to report me anymore because he knows it's a criminal offence to do so. He's just a gutless wonder. And when there's a Senate inquiry into the Queensland government, all this will come out. At the moment, the CMC in Queensland only works at the Premier's direction. He can veto things. He can appoint the Chief Justice without going through proper processes. These guys are criminals and they're going to be thrown out of government.
Clive Palmer, thank you very much for joining us.
All the best.
Clive Palmer is the federal member for Fairfax.